the naming of proliferation. We can get into this idea that, okay, now that I've named it, it'll stop now. I kind of have this hope that I've found the key that's going to stop it all, and then I get frustrated with myself because, oh, it's still going on. Do I have to name it again, or what do I do now?
That here is the, I thought me naming it was going to stop it, but it hasn't stopped feeling. That's what this is.
Yeah.
So it keeps that sense of stepping back from what's present.
Yeah.
I do a lot of that. Sometimes what you're naming can take a few words, but just that.
And it seems like I'm just mentally backing off all the time.
That's right. Yes. Well, in a way, you're not backing off. It's more not going out.
Yeah.
Because the mind easily gets drawn into the content of fearing something, wanting something, having an opinion about something, resenting something. And just to be able to name it, oh, this is an experience, rather than being in it and being it.
It kind of seems like the observance thing turns into a whole proliferation of its own. And, yeah, that's confusing.
Different practices work for different people, but I find that in my own mind, the way that it works, just to say, oh, this is the, oh my goodness, this one's really going on forever and ever feeling. That's what this is. And even if it's just for, you know, half a second, it's like, oh, it's a thing that the mind is getting lost in. And that which knows it as a thing is not the thing. It's not identified with it. And so just strengthening that quality of perspective, I find very, very helpful. Also, different beings have different conditioning. So often another helpful way of gaining perspective is, how does this feel in the body? It's all very well the mind being drawn into this. How does this feel in the body? Where is this in the body? This feeling of excitement or irritation or dullness. What does it feel like? Where is it? And this using the somatic, non-verbal, non-conceptual entry point can be very, very helpful.
Yes. Thank you.